It's 93.1 The Border and Wake Up Borderland. I'm Jonathan Price. Tomorrow is Remembrance Day. Right here in Fort Frances, we have the Remembrance Day ceremony being put together by the Fort Frances Royal Canadian Legion Branch 29. We have the president of the branch, Ann Watson, on the line with us this morning to talk about the ceremony that's taking place on Thursday. Hello, Ann.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for your time today. Can you talk a little bit about what is happening for Remembrance Day and how the public can be involved?
Well, the ceremony is not open to the public. We recognize attending it is very important to many people. If you are attending, please stand back from the cenotaph site and practice COVID distancing. The reason we are being discouraged from having the public there is Dominion Command has recommended that Legion branches follow the same protocol that were used last year with some regional variances. All wreaths will be pre-laid. If anyone feels that they must attend, please follow the COVID distancing protocol. We will start with O Canada and the Star-Spangled Banner at 10:56 a.m. There will be a two-minute silence at 11. The Act of Remembrance will be read by Wendy Derendorf. Revelry will be Travis Inga. The scripture reading will be Brian Kiefer, as well as the prayer. In Flanders Fields will be read by Wendy Derendorf, and a list of the names and wreaths will be printed in the paper. We will be ending the service with God Save the Queen and Benediction by Brian Kiefer. Gives you a fair outline of what's going to happen. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank everyone who donated to our Poppy Fund and to all the hardworking volunteers and executives that make our Legion the best it can be.
Ann Watson, the president of Fort Frances Royal Canadian Legion Branch 29, talking about the Remembrance Day ceremony taking place on Thursday, November 11th, of course. People can view this from the comfort of their favorite computer screen.
Yes, we have it set up for live streaming on the Facebook page.
People are being encouraged to participate or to view the ceremony that way once again this year because of our current circumstances.
Right.
And if anybody feels the need to be there in person, then make sure you're following all of the COVID protocol.
Right.
It's obviously an important day all across our country and all around the world on November 11th. And to know that we're having a ceremony in our own neck of the woods is always very good to know. Thank you so much, Ann Watson, for taking some time to fill everybody in on what's going to be taking place with the Legion on Remembrance Day.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity.